You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization is accusing rich nations of prolonging the duration of the pandemic by hoarding vaccine supplies. For months, it's been complaining about developed nations rolling out booster shots and has been urging them to instead send their excess supplies to poor nations that have low vaccination rates and are struggling to get vaccine supplies. Vaccines are being sent to developing nations through the International COVAX facility, which is backed by the WHO and the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunisation, known as Gavi. But Dr. Mike Ryan from the WHO says rich countries have more vaccines than they can use.
The developed world and the industrialised world just doesn't seem to get it. It really doesn't. It talks, the rhetoric is fine, it's all about sharing, it's all about fairness, but in reality, when push comes to shove and these products are available, they are hoarded in countries and they're not shared.
Data from Gavi shows a little over 230 million COVID-19 vaccines have been delivered under COVAX against a target to secure 2 billion doses for lower-income countries by the end of this year. The WHO technical lead for COVID-19, Maria van Kerkhove, says by putting self-interest first, the rich countries are extending the duration of the pandemic.
This is not just unfair, it's not just immoral, it's prolonging the pandemic, and it is resulting in people dying. And I think we need to be blunt. I think we need to be very clear that this is prolonging the pandemic. We have tools. We have enough vaccine around the world. If we had used the vaccine doses that were available differently, we would be in a very different situation right now globally.
Students are returning to the classroom this week in Spain as daily case numbers drop, although the death rate is still more than 100 per day. The principal of the Maestro Padilla School, Virginia Menendez, says most people have been vaccinated and appropriate precautions will be taken.
Puertas y ventanas abiertas en todo el colegio porque lo importante es que los aerosoles que podamos emitir.
We have open doors and windows throughout the school because it's important to reduce the aerosols that we can emit with natural ventilation. In all the rooms, there'll be CO2 devices to measure the oxygen load that we have, and based on that, we'll be able to act in case the incidence increases.
About 4 in 10 students over 12 are reported to be fully vaccinated, and the government has launched campaigns on social media to motivate teenagers to get inoculated. 38-year-old Sarah Sands says it's better for children such as her son to be learning in the classroom.
Es súper importante el contacto con los niños cara a cara, el tema de que ellos tengan su
face-to-face contact with children is super important. So they have relationships with their classmates and with teachers. It's not the same to be at home and learn through a computer instead of having direct contact with the teachers, as they teach them better.
New Zealand's biggest city, Auckland, will remain in a strict lockdown until at least next Tuesday, while restrictions have eased in all other parts of the country. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the country is within sight of eliminating the outbreak but can't afford to relax. 29 staff at an Auckland hospital have been put into isolation after a man who ended up testing positive to COVID-19 was left alongside other patients while waiting for his test results. The man was admitted to Auckland's Middlemore Hospital on Saturday after complaining of abdominal pain, and staff didn't become aware that he'd visited an exposure site until the next day. 13 of the 29 staff forced to isolate are nurses. Kerry Nuku from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation says the COVID scare has just added to the stress the nurses are under during the pandemic.
Huge impact on not just the staffing pressures, but all the psychological pressure of nurses that are working in that environment that know that their colleagues have had to go and be isolated.
Globally, in the last 28 days, more than 273,000 people have died with COVID-19, and there's been over 17 million cases. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.